Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayo Chevet Fega Bas Michaya Dispasia and Ephraim Ben Rus and Rav Avram Yosef Ben Chana and Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel and Rav Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, Rav Yaakov Shlomo Ben Rav Dov Ber. And we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Igros of Moreinu Rabbeinu HaGaon HaTzadik Baal HaShefa Chaim, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zchus Yagen Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, Amen. His letters are just incredible. This is Sefer Shefa Chaim of Mechtovei Torah, of Torah letters, six volumes, Baruch Hashem. We are zochet to this light. We get to read the Rebbe's letters. This was a letter he wrote to the public. He wrote it from Union City, New Jersey, on the 19th of Teves, in the year 1980, approximately January 1980. La'anshei shloimeinu hanichsafim l'das haderech yelchu ba ve'amasa asher yasun b'imei ha'shevi v'imei ha'tshuva k'mavor b'sfarim ha'kadoshim. So to those of our peace, those of our group who really care about serving Hashem, doing the right thing, you want to know what to do in these times of Shovavim. This is now starting Shmos, Erev, B'Shachis, Mishpatim, etc. So what's the derech? What should we do? So we know that Shovavim is a tikkun for the chait of Tumas Einayim, Tumas Machshava, Hirhurim Raim, Rachman al Tzlan, may God save us from such terrible things. But if we were not saved, if we were not Zeche, then fortunately we have a tikkun. And that's what we're trying to make. We're trying to make the tikkun. Says Rabbeinu Bismak, Simon Lamed, Shelo Losur Achar Ha'ayin, Dechsiv Acharei Einechem. Smack writes that there's an Isser Doi Raisa to follow your eyes. As it says, V'lo sasur acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. And now let it follow your eyes. V'dosher avaseinu shlo yistakel v'nashim l'shem znus. And our rabbis have expounded this to mean that one may not look at women for this with a sexual intent. For the pleasure of enjoying the woman's beauty and being aroused by it, chas v'shalom. V'af agav demapik histaklus b'noshim. Mikod v'nishmarta mikol dovar ro, haynu istaklus nashim sheloy l'shem znus. So even though there's another pasuk that says you should guard yourself from everything evil, and that's a gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and daf chof amud beis. There the Gemara dashes the pasuk, "V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, shlo yahar adam b'yoyim, v'yavali de'tuma b'layla." You shouldn't think about it during the day, and come to tum at night. So this is talking about a case where the man looked at the woman l'shem, lo l'shem znus. But we're still concerned that he's going to be maharer. We know that even if a man looks shelo l'shem znus, he's liable to go that direction. So you shouldn't be maharer by day and then come to the tomb at night. עין שם בדברי הסמק. ובאמס, נגמר עם ברוכס, נדף י' בייס ומוד בייס, צז ולא יססור אחרי לבבכם, אחרי עיניכם, אחרי עיניכם, זה הירו הווירו. אחרי עיניכם, are illicit thoughts. That's what it means, going after your eyes. Going after your eyes are illicit thoughts. That's what the Gemara darshins. Now the Gemara says earlier, why do we say Parsha of Tzitzis? Because it has five things. Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ol Mitzvis, Das Minim, Hiravera, and Hiravodazara. So if you count, Tzitzis is one, Tzitzis Mitzrayim is two, Ol Mitzvis is three, Das Minim is four. I have to follow the cursing. Hiravera is five, Hiravodazara is six. So the Maharshal is bothered, but the Gemara says five, and we have six, if you count them. So in the Sefer Smichas Chachamim, he's metarets that Hira Aveira and Aveda Zara are the same. They're counted as one. And in the Sefer Dina Dechaya and the Smag, Lav and Tesvav, he also writes this. He brings from the Menorah Samor, who doesn't have it as Girs at all, Achrei Levavchem Zuminus. See, he takes out the Das Minim parts. But according to the Smak, if they're two separate mitzvahs, the Smak holds this one mitzvah of not being Maharav Avera. And there's another one not to be Maharav Avodah Zarah. They're not counted as one. So it must be the Smak's Girsa was six, not five. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvahs Lesei Mem Zayin, he writes, V'loshin Sifri, V'acharei Yineichem Zez Nus, K'inyin Shenemar, V'yoymer Shimshon La'oviv, Oysa Kachli, Ki Hi Yeshara Be'enai. Chorei Nechem is Nus, don't go after your eyes. And this is like Shimshon said to his father, I want you to that girl to take from me. I want you to take that girl from me, because she is right in my eyes. Roitze Loimar, Hemshech Achar Hatayvus Hagashmius, V'hisasek Hamachshava Bohen. Following Gashmius Tiketayvus, and involving your thoughts in them. That's what it means, Acharei Einechem. Ad kan Lashon HaRambam. So in this Machshava, one is over, and Acharei Einechem. Before we saw, Lo Losar Achar Ein, don't go after your eyes, not to be mistakel b'nashim l'shem znus. So we have in the Smak, we have in the Gemara Acharei Einechem is Hira Avera. So on Machshava one is over on Hira Avera. We see that in the Rambam. Acharei Einechem is Nus. That's Hira Avera. Thinking Hemshech Achar Taivus Hagashmius V'sasei Kamachshava B'hem. Minyan HaMitzvus in the Sefer Hayad in Lois Yisei Mem Zayin, the Rambam writes Shalei Losur Achar Machshavus HaLev, not to go after the thought of the heart, thoughts of the heart, V'riyas Einayim in the seeing of the eyes. Shenemar v'loisa suvu. Don't go after your eyes. So that's like it says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In other words, the makor not to go after znus is v'loisa suvu achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. However, in the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shimpei Zayin, He doesn't bring what the Rambam writes for his Asik HaMachshava. The Rambam wrote a Lashon of Hemshech Achar HaTaivas HaGashmus for his Asik HaMachshava Bahin. So you see that on the Machshava one's over on Acharei Nechen. The Chinuch doesn't bring that for his Asik Machshava. It would appear that the Chinuch learns like the Smag, say for Mitzah Gadol, writes in Mitzah Slice, say Kuf Chavav, Chin Asr Ladim, etc. O Yavi Atzmoy Lide Hirhur. One is not allowed to bring himself to illicit thoughts. V'dosha Repinchos V'nishmaratim Yikol Dovara V'ksubis Men Vav Amad Aleph V'drashi Gemuri V'lo Asmach V'shoyim Amid Hashem Atzar L'motzi Shem Ravach Kach Oymer Yidach Meboy Lekid Repinchos. So it's not merely an asmachta. But rather, you learn from Vinishmarta Mikol Davara that it's a din gamur, not to be maharer. That's a gemara in Ksubis and Daf in Vavam at Aleph. It's not an asmachta, it's a din gamur. Because the Gemara says first an Atzara for Motzi Shemra, or, which is a Din Gamur, or it's an Atzara not to be Maharer. So therefore the Chinuch doesn't learn it from Acharei Nechem, the Isser Hirer. Rather, the Chinuch learns the Isser Hirer from an Ishmarta Mikol Davar Ra. Guard yourself from anything evil, not to think during the day, to come to Tum at night. And the Magia, the one who wrote the glosses on the Sefer HaChinuch, is Mitzayin, notes the Tesis, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, Dibur Ma'asr Shalom, that it's a Drosha Gemura, like we said, and not an Asmacht, and other posts can write like this also. So the Chinuch doesn't enumerate it as an independent mitzvah, but nevertheless, it's an Isser D'oraisa. There are Isser D'oraisa that aren't enumerated in the Taryag. It doesn't count as an independent mitzvah. It's included in other mitzvahs, or for other reasons it's not counted. It's an all-encompassing mitzvah. There could be various reasons, but just because it's not one of the 613 doesn't mean it's not D'oraisa. In the Beis Shmuel, in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Katan Beis, and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lahabit O Lahabit B'yofia, that one is now allowed to gaze at the beauty of a woman, he writes, Hari Kosav, De Asur Mi De Oy Raisa, that it is biblically forbidden to gaze at the beauty of a woman. Wow. The Rambam svir alei midrabbonon. The Rambam holds that his staklus is only the Rabbonon. Remember, we saw before in the Rambam that thinking about it, hirhurim is doiraisa. Hemshech achar ha-taivus ha-gashmios v'saseik ha-machshava ben. So on the machshava one's over on acharei neichem, not going after your eyes. Los loser achar machshavas halev, don't go after your eyes, your heart and your eyes. Riyasei 9. So the etzem istaklus is only the rabbanon, and then the thought about it afterwards is doiraisa, being involved in thinking about it. That's the Beis Shmuel. Ubepnuya he writes, the kulei alma midivrei kabbalah. Everybody holds that to gaze at a pnuya, an unmarried woman, is only asur midivrei kabbalah, based on the navi, the hiru, but to have sexual thoughts, Afilu bepnuya, even when you're dealing with a single girl, is asil doiraisa. Ad kan lashon abei Shmuel ayin sham. Give you the address. Simen chaf aleph, seif katan beis. V'nirim hadvarim stumen. We need to open up this base Shmuel to understand where he is coming from. So apparently he's referring to the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Igeres HaTshuve, in Simen Mem Ches and Simen Mem Tes, who writes, V'asur le'odom l'histakel be'eshes ish min ha-Torah, she'ne'emar v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem achrei einechem. So here you have an Isur doi raisa, because he writes, Ha'ri kosav, who's the Ri? Apparently he's referring to Rabbeinu Yoina. Where is this Rabbeinu Yoina? This Rabbeinu Yoina is in the Igeres HaTshuve. In Simen Mem Ches and Simen Mem Tes, where the Heilige Rabbeinu Yoina writes that it is forbidden for a man to gaze at a married woman from the Torah. As it says, V'lo yisasur achrei levavchem achrei einechem. V'asur lehistakel afilu bifnei isha pnuyo midivrei kabole. She'ne'emar bris korasi le'enai. And one is not allowed to look in the face of even an isha pnuya. Again, when it says looking, I don't know again, but it would be very likely, even though not everybody holds it this way, but certainly it means for a sexual purpose, in order to enjoy a woman, looking at a woman the way a man enjoys looking at a woman. So, Aser l'estakel be'eshes ish min ha-Torah, and Aser l'estakel afilu be'isha pnuya midivrei Kabbalah. And then he quotes the pasuk, "Bris karasi le'enai." I made a covenant. This is a verse in the book of Job. "Bris karasi le'enai, u'ma esboinen al besula." I made a covenant with my eyes. How can I look at a virgin? So you see that midivrei kabbale, it's usher to look at a pnuya. That's what the Beis Shmuel writes. The midivrei kabbale is usher to look at a pnuya, quoting this Rabbeinu Yoina. So the Beis Shmuel holds that this is loisa suru achrei levavchem. In other words, even without hearer, even if one doesn't go into his world of fantasies, it's still going to be asur doiraisa because of achrei nechem. But according to the Rambam, if there's no hearer, it's only going to be asur derabanan, because doiraisa is only if one goes into the world of fantasy. But if one does not, then it's only usur, only. Not an only, but an only, compared to the doiraisa, it's the rabbanan, without hearer. Just looking without hearer. But Shmuel holds, based on Rabbeinu Yoina, that looking, even without hearer, is doiraisa. Pnuya, even Rabbeinu Yoina holds, is midivrei kabbalah. Hirhur, having sexual thoughts, not only an eshes ish, but even a pnuya, is usur min ha-Torah. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'nishmarta mikol davar ra," and that's an iser of hearer, and that's why he writes, "V'hira afilu b'pnuya, asur midoiraisa." Al tz'v'nishmarta mikol davar ra, like we saw before, that some rishonim learn the iser of hearer from there. Again, the Rambam derives it from Lo Sisur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einechem. That's where the Rambam gets his Isser of Hearer from. However, the Smag, and possibly the Chinuch as well, learn it from V'nishmarta. Again, we saw the smack at the beginning. He learns histaklus from Vinishmarta. Histaklus shelo l'shem znus. Histaklus l'shem znus. He learns from Lo suach relevav v'mechrei nechem. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Igeres HaTshuva, Simen and Aleph, Ve'asu laharer b'isha min ha-toyra v'afilu v'ipnumi. One's not allowed to engage in fantasies about a woman biblically, even if she's a single girl. And when it comes to a pnuya, thinking about her is worse than touching her. Touching her is not even asur daraisa. If she went to mikvah and she's a pnuya, it's probably not even asur daraisa to touch her. She went to mikvah. All of our pnuyas are nidas, right? When the time a girl is 12, 13 years old, she's already going to be a nida. So that's already going to be daraisa. But if she's not a nida, then thinking of touching her won't be a daraisa, but thinking about her will be. And of course, if she's a married woman, then touching her is also daraisa. It's painful to watch, you see, after shul, or at simchas and things like that, couples meet and the man will give a kiss to someone else's wife. You know, it's Yehareg Valyavor to do such a thing. One should rather die than kiss an Ishish Ish. In any event, I'm not saying it's Larog Velo Lavor. We don't kill the person ourselves, that we don't do. But for the person themselves, they have to be careful. And we saw again in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Rambam holds that there's an Isser Torah l'asik b'machshava, to engage in sexual fantasies. So one problem is the hirer that brings to tum at night, that one is going to have a seminal emission. And certainly when it comes to hashchasa, when it comes to shema shleva le detuma b'layla, so one might have a seminal emission. And certainly when it comes to hashchasa, when a person chas v'shalom is motzi zera levatala on purpose. As I'll say in Nida, that somebody who masturbates chas v'shalom is called a rasha, he's chayev misa, it's kilu shofech damim. Ke'ein zeb zora kadosh bevayichi. For those who have already sinned in the past, this is a tikkun. So it's no reason to get overwrought or depressed. Baruch Hashem, we have a tikkun, but we're learning from here on in what to do from here on in. So this person is called the Shofech Damim, and there's no tshuva for this, and there's a very, very, very severe punishment, Rachmana Litzlan, for a person, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, who is Moitzi Zera Levatala. So this is the famous Zohar HaKadosh who says there's no tshuva for it. The loy islach tshuva, the less choyva ba'alma, the loy islach tshuva. Everything has tshuva, except for this Avera. And writes Moreno V'Rabbeinu Zatzal, V'tisamer mamish saros roish mipacha de loike ha-mishput. And your hair is going to stand up on end for fear of the God of Judgment. In the Zohar HaKadosh, Parashas Noach, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Kishis Kol Vasar, Lakasav nichtam avonich lefana yksive leigruchara bar b'tshuvas sagi. So he quotes various psukim about doing hashchasa, and he says the only way to get around it is with great tshuva, very strong tshuva. In the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Vayakel, after he's very, very machmir, with tremendous einshim noiroim, for someone who sins with his ois kaima kadisha, with his holy bris, he writes, v'hani mili kad lo avi tiyufta shlimta, tiyufta di ischazi l'chafia kol oivdoi. And that's when he didn't do tshuva shleima, a tshuva that can atone for all of his maisim. In the Sefer Reishis Cha, so here again you have to do a shtarka tshuva and you can do it. So, but he had to do tshudi eschazi that it's roi lechafia lechapot to cover. I'll call ovdoi all of his maisim. In the Reishis Chacham and Shara Kedusha and Perak Yud Zayin, apparently he understands that when a person's motzi zera levatala, he's poigim b'chol eivorov v'tzorich tshuva ki'ilu pogam b'chol ramach eivorov. He has to do tshuva as if he blemished all 248 of his limbs. And the spheres hakadoshes, if it's not bad enough. In Yuma Daf Pevov Amar Aleph, there are arba chiluke kapore. There's essay, tshuva, loisesei. When it comes to an essay, Eino Zaz Misham Atchem Oichlim Loi, Lois Essay, and he does Tshuva, Tshuva's Toile Yom Kippur's Mechaper, Chrisus Umisus Bezdin, and he does Tshuva, Tshuva Yom Kippurim Toilem, V'Yisurim in Marikim, and Yisurim, and then there's Chil Hashem, which is the Erg Zazach, for that only death is Mechaper. That's the worst. In the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar, in Ma'amari Chodesh Tishrei, in Maimer Dalet, Drush Yud Ois Chof Tes, B'Shav Tshuvaso Hazaka Tiktan Einov Kol HaYisurim, M'Kabel Oisem Atzme B'Som Levavoy, Tovat Sheyisratzel Hashem Yisbrach. When one does Tshuva, he should happily accept upon himself all the Yisurim, because this is going to atone for his sins. And it looks like the Bnei Yisachar is referring to, if you look in the text there, even the chait and the bris kodesh. And therefore, when it says in the Zohar Kodesh, the chazi al-chavya kol oivdei, even on krisis and misis veiz, and if one has yisurim and does proper tshuva, it's even mechaper on krisis and misis veiz. Wow. There in Drush Yodalet Oismem, he brings from the chidah, the loimed Torah, Lishma, you don't need Dalet Chiluke Kapora. Uvetshuvas Hamal Sham b'chelik Aleph b'simen Nunches, he brings from the Zohar Rus that b'tiyufta shlimta v'oylifoy reisa kuli yimchol. If he does tshuva shleima and he learns Torah, everything is nimchol. In the Mafteches to the tshuvas of the Mal Sham, in the third volume in Evin Ezer and Simon Reish Samach Ches, he brings from Rashi, Yecheskel Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin, in a gloss in our Rashi, it's in parentheses. There it enumerates a number of sins. And one of them is that they were motzi zera levatala v'loy asu tshuva. So, of course, they're only going to get punished if lo asu tshuva. Why does Rashi only mention lo asu tshuva? When it comes to the hotzah zera levatala. Klomer sheotziu zera levatala bidehem ולא יעשו תשובה אצל רשי יחזקו. זה מה שמחייל אני יחזקו. So the Teretz is, you would have a havamin, a tshuva won't work. So come ashmalan that it works. Even though there we talk about avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichus damim, they would shech their children on Shabbos, rachmana litzlan. And you would think there's no tshuva. But there is. Come ashmalan that there is. And like we saw, it has to be very, very strong tshuva. Or we saw in the Zohar Rus, tshuva with Torah Lishma. And with tshuva, with Torah Lishma, with some yisurim, there's kapara even for this avera. It says in Daniel, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, V'chatecha b'tztaka proik. Your sins can be redeemed with tztaka. In Bava Basra, Yud Amud Beis. In Bava Basra, Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gabe Bava Ben Buta, the Hordus. That he extinguished the light of the world when he killed the Chachamim. Let him be Osek in the light of the world in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'al Kol Panim, B'tztaka L'Talmidei Chachamim. If somebody gives tztaka to Talmidei Chachamim, who will learn Torah, Yochol L'Chaper Al HaKol. Can be mechaper on everything. And that's what it means when the Zod and the Zohar we saw before, the Chazi al-Chapi al-Kol Ovda, that it can be mechaper on all of his sins, and all of his maisim, that stuck al Talmid HaChomim, to be marbe the ner mitzvah v'toyroh, who kava oira shalaylam, he extinguished the Talmid HaChomim. As it says, ner mitzvah v'toyroh, they're the ner mitzvah v'toyroh, so if you help Talmid HaChomim, that's a kapara, so here's a good... My next door neighbor is a Rosh Kollel, so he does fundraising for his Kollel. So this, I think, is the best pitch possible. Problem is, it won't work for a lot of people. But the Maisa, for those who are believers, it works. Because everybody is pogum in this area at some point in their lives. Unless they're mamish tzaddikim yisar olam. I don't know if there's such people around, maybe. They were never, ever pogum, ever, maybe. But everybody who's ever had Hirurim and Istaklis, so it needs a kapara. So you give to Talmidei Chachamim, is dacha a grosser kapara. Na'af kishetoy v'avoy v'choshech al p'nei sahayim. Look in the Divrei Chaim at the beginning of Parashas Noach. I guess there he's talking about, it's a remez to the Zera Levatala. Forgive me, please, for not looking up the Divrei Chaim right now. Vayoymer, nevertheless, Vayoymer Elokim, Yehi Or Ba'ira Shel Torah. Vayhi Or is Tikkun HaNekol. Even when it's Toy Vavoy V'choshech HaPnei Tam, even when there's darkness, even when there's sin, Vayhi Or, with the light of Torah, you can be Mechaper on everything, even for Hirurim, for Atzar Zera Levatala, and the like. With Bereishis Rabba, Parasha Aleph, Siman Dalet. It says in the Medrash, and Rashi brings from Bereishis. Rashi, being Bereishis, says Bereishis Bar Elokim Bishvil Torah Shenikra Bereishis. It says in the Medrash, Bishvil Shlosh Dvarim Nivra Olam, Bishvil Chala, Bishvil Meiser, Bishvil Bikurim. What's the Bikurim for Kohanim learning Torah? So you give to Talmidei Chachamim, you give tztaka to Talmidei Chachamim who are learning. Give Meiser to Kohanim who are learning. You give Chala to Kohanim who are learning. And together with that, you do tshuva, tshuva kadma le'olam. Tshuva is mechaper on everything. And you do that together with the tztaka and the Torah, giving tztaka to Talmidei Chachamim. So you're set. Because the whole world is b'schus chala, meiser, and bikurim, i.e. For Kohanim learning Torah, Reishis B'Shul Yisrael, B'Shul Torah Shenikra Reishis. Tshuva Kadma Le'olam preceded the world, so you can really be mechaper on everything with tshuva, with giving staka to Talmidei Chachamim. Then we have in the Kabbalistic Sfarim, Sefer Mishnas Chasidim, Maseches Tshuva, Perek Yiros Yer Aleph, 84 fasts, and giving staka before davening. That's a lot of fasts, 84 fasts, for being Motzi Zera Levatala. It also says, Yarbe B'mitzvahs, Tztaka L'aniyim, V'balei Torah, V'gadol Yisoyimim, to give for Otzah Shabbos, and it's good to give at least a pruta every time you daven. 40 days of Shovavim, to fast all 40 days by day. And he discusses what to do if you can't. This is a lot in the Sfarim about fasting, and giving tzedakah. In the Sefer Chasidim, in those Kufayin Vav, he says if somebody's afraid that he's going to do an aver with a woman, he should just be motzi zera levatala. And then he needs a kapara, that he should sit in ice in the winter or fast 40 days in the summer. Wrote in the Chalkos Mechoykek, wrote in the Halacha in the Chalkos Mechoykek, Simon Chav Gimel, Siv Katan Aleph. Of course, there are tzaddikim who say that Bizman Hazeh, this isn't for us. We don't do fasts, we're too weak. But I'm just reporting what it says in the Makaris. And for Halacha Lamaisa, of course, you can ask your Rav. Unless you are a Rav, you can ask yourself. The Beis Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Calm yourself down by being Motzi Zera Levatala. You see, from the Zohar, Hashchas is worse than all the Averis. In the Pesach Einayim of the Chidan, Meseches Nida, he writes that, it says in the Zohar and Bereishis, Sof Daf Nun Vav, the Dvar Mabul, Kol Bishin Davu Avdin Lo Shtalim Choy Vayar Adav Mechavlin Or Chayu Al Ara. All the sins they did, their Gzaradin wasn't Nechtam until their obligation wasn't completed, until they were Moitzi Zera Levatala. So Zera Levatala is very, very severe. So even the Sefer Chasidim writes, after he did this Aveir and he's Motzi Zera Levatala, he shouldn't think that he doesn't need Kapara. Because he was only doing it to avoid doing the actual Aveir. And maybe he can make an excuse, it's La'onso. The Taretz is, it's an Aveir, and he needs to do either the sitting in the ice in the winter thing, or the fasting 40 days in the summer thing. Excuse me for calling it a thing. And then Rabbeinu here is Marich, many different sources of what to do for Kapara. You can look, this is in the Michtav Mem Ches, in the first volume of the Shefach Chaim. But the point is that during Shovavim Bifrat, and always, Tshuva is not a mitzvah as Eishes Man Grama. One has to do Tshuva for these Averis. Constantly be Mechazik himself, especially in our world, where there's so much Pritzis. It's just incredible. And just to turn on the computer, and even if somebody doesn't want it, everything is so not Sanua, they throw pictures at you. People send things around, Rahman al-Itslan, even from people which aren't appropriate for our eyes, to say the least, Rahman al-Itslan. So one should just detach himself as much as possible from all of these tumadika things anything on the internet that's not pure, not holy. Wanted to, a person needs it for business, a person needs it to learn Torah, one thing. But one has to stay a million miles away from all the preachers and do everything he can. On my computer, I disabled pictures so I can avoid pictures, improper images. And besides all the apikorsis, that's another problem. But you have all the averus chamuras. You have plenty of avodah zara and gil arayos and shfichas damim. So anyway, that's hopefully going to push us a little more to be mischazik in these inyanim. And we should be zelcha taket to go mala mala b'torah v'yerushimayim, tshuva, tshuva shleima, b'ahava, b'simcha. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom. And b'li neder, hopefully we'll be zelcha to keep learning these incredible letters of the Rebbe. That's Shalom, shalom.